Thank you, Elaine. What I'll be covering is a project that we've been working on in the last 2 years that has to do with finding out what employers are saying about health educators. What do they know? And for those of you who came in a little bit late, these are the panel presenters that we have. And I'm the second presenter on here, and then we're going to have a reaction panel, which is very important. I'm at Drexel University, and more importantly, I think today, is I'm very excited that by the time I think I touch down, I hope the Phillies have won the World Series. I have a layover in Denver, and I'm just in time to get picked up at the airport with all the craziness that's going to go on. So they would have completed it, so people aren't happy about that. I may have to find my way home somehow. In July 2007, these six organizations funded and completed a market research report that we believe is the first one ever done to look at the knowledge, the attitudes, and the behaviors of really hiring practices of employers related to health educators. So we have these different associations here as well as this coalition. And the findings of this report and the technical piece is available at the websites, at least the executive summary of these organizations. So you can go there and get the executive summary. What I want to do is not spend too much time on the technical part of the survey, but get to the real messages that we need to take a look at. In terms of the survey, to give you a feel for the design, is that we wanted to take a look at employers who really were in a position to hire a health educator. So if you were looking for a random sample of all employers and want to know what they feel, certainly you're invited to go out and fund that study. We didn't think by design that made a whole lot of sense, because we would get a lot of employers who they just don't hire health educators, and there may be a reason for that. So what we mean is obviously local health departments. Or when we hear from Ed, who's at Cigna, well, Cigna's a large company and they have a very extensive wellness program, health program, et cetera. So it would make sense that they would be hiring health educators. So we went through a process, unless you're aware of company lists that have that as a criteria, which we don't think exist. We had to go out into the discipline, into the field, and ask people to send us names of people who would be in a position to hire health educators. And again, that's important, because when you first look at that, you think, well, that's bias. These are people who are... we're sort of preaching to the choir. Not necessarily, because we were getting names of people who maybe they weren't hiring enough health educators. So that's important. In terms of the significance rate, is we only needed about 300 surveys completed, and we got 600 of them. See that there, the 600? So we got a 34.4% response rate, which is pretty high. It's an extensive report. It follows what you would expect in a market research report like this. And again, I'm not going to go through everything in the report, but I'm going to focus on those highlighted areas there. Let's take a look at our population. Did we, what we call the sector, did we hear from people in a broad scale? I think this data shows that we did. I think that there were some imbalances. Some of them are explainable, and some of them we just need to do a better job of finding out what they mean. For example, we obviously want to do more to find out about school districts, right? Also, the private industry here is not really well represented. But also, we would have to do some significance testing here to see in terms of the proportionality. We were happy to see this, right? The local health departments, I mean, that makes sense. We weren't sure what we would get at the federal level. So we have some nonprofits and state agencies and the hospitals there. When Elaine showed her slide, which was interesting, the Labor Department said, well, most of these people are in health care or health agencies. So we're seeing a little imbalance there, and that's something we're going to have to work out. Well, when you're doing a survey like this, because we weren't sure what people knew to begin with, you know, any of you who are health educators probably know that you go home and nobody has any idea what you do. You know, my mother-in-law for a while thought I drove an ambulance, and I had to work through that. Now I don't drive an ambulance. Then she sort of moved to, I'm the health teacher. That's close. And then finally, I don't know whether she still has it, but you understand what I mean. It's hard. So when you're surveying employers, is how do you have to give them some sense of what a health educator is so they can complete the survey, and not doing that in such a way that it would bias us. So this is what we came up with. We defined it for them. They either complete a degree in health education or they went through their certification. So when we asked them about their knowledge of awareness, and this is an and or type of question, we were very pleased to find that they really had a high level of understanding of what a professionally prepared health educator was. So that was the knowledge question. And let me break that down into degree and then CHES. When we asked about the degree, we had a little less, 90% here, so high level of awareness, and only 10% weren't sure that it would be the degree. And with the certified health education certification, it dropped a little bit. But still, I think most would agree, a pretty high level of awareness of what a professionally prepared health educator is. When we said, okay, what does your company employ or contract with a professionally prepared health educator? This is very high, and again, may create balance. I'm sorry, a little bit of a bias, but again, we expected to get a high number because we were just not asking any employer. We know that would look very differently. We wanted to take a look at the names that they were using. So this gives you a sense of, obviously, health educators, so that's very high there. But you have other names that may be used, health education specialist. And I want to draw your attention to this because when we close the data presentation, this word, in terms of the recommendations, surfaces as something that the recommendation came back from the survey, at least the market research firm said, you may want to consider using this more. And we're going to discuss a little bit about that in terms of some of the ramifications that that should have. When we asked about how important it was to hire them, they found it was very important. So we were happy to see that. When we asked them about the types of things and functions that we were doing, functions there, and if you look at these are pretty much the competencies of health educators. And they sort of make sense because they're aware of a resource person doing some needs assessment. And if you contrast it with maybe doing evaluation and research, you see how it drops a little bit here. That sort of makes sense in terms of what's going on. It's not that health educators could not be trained to do that. These were just some of the other activities that they thought health educators should be able to undertake. And this came out of the survey where we think for the first time we have data related to this. Again, it's not a large survey, but it still is the first one that we understand in the field. We wanted to say, well, what's the level of education of health educators who are actually practicing? We could get data on how many people are getting degreed, and you know how to do that. But these are people in the field, and I would say that this is a very highly educated group of people. If you can combine the doctoral and the master's degree. Although undergraduate level certainly is not significant, right, with 35% here. So that could have ramifications. Any of you who are in higher ed, any of you work in a university where you only have the undergraduate degree? Anybody? A couple people there. So this would be a case to say, yep, you know, at the undergraduate level, you have certainly a role to play in terms of workforce development. When we asked them how important or how many people are credentialed do you contract with, look at this here. See, this is a big change in the significance. So the practice is shifting from the knowledge and the attitude. So are they really hiring the CHES individuals? Although that's not insignificant, so we would say, well, about one-fifth of those health educators out there have the certification. And also, this is an important question which shows you the work that we need to do. If we take a look at, do you look specifically for the CHES certification? Now, keep in mind, too, there's the degree and the certification. So sometimes it can be an and or an or type situation that you have. So again, when we take a look at this, we see that their higher end practice is not at the level that we would like it to be. And sort of Elaine alluded to this, is when we ask them, well, why aren't you hiring a health educator? Look at this here. Now, these are the people, this is an important number here, this is the group who is not aware, this is the non-aware people here. Remember, that was only, if we had the 600 people, there were about 70 there. So here again, we find this idea that, well, somebody else can do this type of work. There are other available, even some other categories here, so that's pretty large. But we think that this was significant in terms of the employers thinking that we have other individuals who could do that type of work, or I think I should say trained in that level of competency. These are some other primary reasons why respondents didn't employ or contract with health educators. They felt that they had people who maybe did not fit the exact definition that we had. I also would mention that there's, I think, a varying opinions about health education as an activity or a strategy and a health educator as somebody who's certified. Some of us have a very Catholic with a small c approach to this, or broad understanding that other health professionals can be doing some health education. One way of looking at this, maybe if they're doing something, that's good. But also the other end in terms of professional preparation is, I mean, they certainly wouldn't trust me to do some kind of surgery. I'm not credentialed to do that. I know that's being dramatic, but just to be aware that that discussion is out there in terms of who is really prepared to do what. Now we're getting down something important is, in the future, what are they going to do? Somewhat likely we have half of them. Again, this is the group that was not aware. This was the smaller group of people there versus somewhat likely or not very likely. And then we wanted to take a look at their confidence level. If you were to hire a health educator, how confident would you be? So we have to do some improvement here. Only 25% very confident. And then when we asked them where they would go for support to contact somebody if they had to hire somebody, they would, this sort of makes sense here, they would contact the local university or professional association. And if they wanted to see somebody qualified, they would contact a professional association. So that looked pretty good to us in terms of the other areas that you would have. See how the universities drop a little bit? So if I want to hire somebody, they were more likely to go to the university, not a large amount. But if they wanted to understand qualifications, they would go to one of the professional associations. And certainly we would hope the National Commission. Some of the general findings and interpretations as I wind down then is, you find a high level of awareness, knowledge level there of what a health educator is. When we tested these value statements, they are very favorable in terms of the functions that they can do. But when we take a look at their actions, they're really not hiring at the level that I think we would like to see, as strongly as we would like to see. And there's this, I think, consistent belief that other professionals or health professionals can do this kind of work. CHES may not be the standard, although I'll let Linda answer whether we think, given the sort of year that we had the certification come into play, whether one-fifth of those practitioners are certified. So she'll address that. And we have some work to do in terms of the confidence level of employers going out and hiring health educators. A large final recommendation that they came up with, and see how you have this health education specialist. What they were saying in the survey is, now this is my interpretation, that maybe just health educator out there unqualified is a little flat. And they were saying, maybe you want to think about always using the term specialist. So that may resonate with employers. I'm a health education specialist, although that could have ramifications from comparing people who are certified versus people who just had the degree. The umbrella messages, if we were to go out and do a marketing campaign that they suggested, these two here, these are the major umbrella messages, and if you were involved in marketing, these could be considered overall creative concepts in these umbrella messages that you have there. So again, the whole idea of using health education specialists that were on the front line, position is in the word that we work in population health, So we have individuals, we have families, and communities. So I'm going to close there. We had other key messages, but we do have the report that is on the website. And again, we think we have a survey that we did for the first time with a decent cross-section of the sectors that give us a feel, even though it's a very broad understanding, not drilling down too deeply, of what employers are saying about health educators.